Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
A real estate agent accidentally burned a multi-million dollar property to the ground while preparing for an open house. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
A little too prepared for that open house, where their employer ordered to pay almost $900,000 in damages. Talk about a hot property right there.
Let me guess, too many scented candles.
No. I like that. No, the Sydney real estate agent was preparing for an open house at a four-bed home on Sydney's northern beaches when she noticed the tenants had left some bedding on the deck to dry. So she took it and threw it in a downstairs room onto a shelf under a light. But it wasn't a new school light, not an LED. It was an old school one. When she flicked it on, that turned into
combusted.
Complete totaling of the house. Estimated.
Well, that's not her fault.
Well, it turns out it was. It seemed to be worth more than some $3 million. I think $900,000 is kind of lucky, really, to get away with that.
Yeah.
A real fire sale. To be fair, in the current market, I reckon, you know, they could probably still get an easy million for it. We are talking Sydney.
Exactly.
She'd still get some commission on top, maybe help pay some of that fee. I don't know if this is a case of lose control or not, but I saw a headline that I just seems appropriate to fit in here. Sperm whales drop bubble of poo off WA to defend themselves in an orca attack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think this is lose control. I think this is possibly, they call it a defense mechanism. Sperm whales, they've successfully defended themselves from an attack by a pod of orca by defecating at will, creating a, as they say, cloud of diarrhea. It's a lovely description.
Wow, what a way to start the morning. Thank
Isn't
you
it?
For that.
But there you go. It's called defensive defecation. So keep that in mind. Some people take self-defense lessons and others take a different path in life.
Wow.
There you go. There's not much else going on this morning, which is why I decided to share that with you.
Starting with a poo story.
Nice and early. I thought I'd get it out of the way before you move on to other things in the day.
Goodness me.
I mean, there is other stuff, obviously. We're in a week away from Easter.
We are. It is happening.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, have you started stocking up on chocolate? Is that?
I actually bought some eggs. I was shopping this week and I saw them and I thought, I'm getting them.
Yep. Got to do it.
And if you, because then I thought, I probably will want some next week,
well,
and then there'll be
will.
None left.
Yeah.
So I thought, get in my trolley. You're coming with me.
Exactly. There you go. Less than a week till the end of term one, of course, too. I mean, I think Thursday winds up being the last day of school because obviously it's the long weekend for Easter.
Yep.
And then all the sport kicks off, like local football kicks off, grand final replay, Saturday, Peel Thunder and East Frio. That's at Lane Group Stadium. And NBL 1 kicks off on Thursday ahead of the Easter weekend.
Yeah, right.
So Rockingham.
Does that mean there'll be footy, there's still some cricket kicking around.
There is still, yeah.
Basketball, rugby. I think everything has started.
Yeah, it's all happening. Yeah, it is. It's just that time of year. It's I say unprecedented. I don't remember it being this.
Unprecedented. I haven't heard that word since COVID days.
Exactly right.
Those unprecedented COVID days.
I don't remember March being this crazy.
No.
You know?
But I don't often remember March. Is that because it's crazy?
Maybe,
and you
perhaps,
just go, boom, it's gone.
Maybe you've nailed it there. And this weekend, the Street Rod Show is happening Sunday at Lane Group Stadium too. Just to say that some of it starts this weekend.
Yeah, something for everyone. So, yeah. And, isn't it the caravan show up in Perth as well?
Literally, that is happening sometime.
Everyone has something this weekend.
Exactly right. So, listen, if you can't find something to do, I don't know what you're looking for.
Your eyes are closed.
Exactly. Coast FM scoreboard. Yes, time for a chat. Steve Allen from 10 News. How are you, mate? I just wanted to check in, really. You okay?
Me? I'm grand. Wonderful.
He was shocked.
Thanks for asking.
It's all right.
Never normally that nice.
I just know what it's like. New dad, you know, you've got to be careful.
Oh,
just
yes.
Make sure everything's all right. You're getting enough sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're all sleeping pretty well at night at the moment.
Look at that.
Thank you. Good. Thanks for checking in. He's had some training, the young fella.
Has he? Good on him.
Yeah. Everyone's good. Sleeping. I don't let Claire know I said that.
She's like, what? No, we're not.
All right.
Correct.
So do you reckon a good sleep would be what the WA Shield team are be needing at this stage of time?
Well, Tasmania probably didn't get much sleep last night because Sam Whiteman has scored a ton on day one, setting us up beautifully, the skipper. And Cooper Connolly, just about, I think someone forgot to tell him he was playing Shield cricket. He just went out there thinking he was in Scorchers colours and just about blew them off the park. He might hit them into oblivion today, Cooper Connolly, which is handy because they had a big loss during the week with Cameron Bancroft, the unluckiest man in cricket, who went for a bike ride, fell off, developed a concussion, and has to sit out of the big one. But luckily, we've got plenty of depth there, and WA looking good for the three-peat.
What's with cricket players and, like, wheeled things? They seem to fall off them. Was it the golf buggy someone fell out of as well? What?
Correct. Yeah, that was Glenn Maxwell some time back, yes. Ban the wheels.
Yeah, ban no wheels for cricket players, I think, should be the rule.
I mean, it's only two incidents, but it's enough. I mean, three's a precedent,
and that's it.
To make
the news, yeah.
All right. Well, look, they've got they're not used to being out there without the padding.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's making footy news this morning?
Well, I mean, Tasmania talk, there's one thing, isn't there?
Yeah, that's lovely to see the Devils. I love the logo. The jumper needs some work, but doesn't the logo it? Is
that's what
magnificent.
We said. Ugly. Anyway.
I didn't quite know what the logo was going for. It looks like an odd kind of State of Origin style jumper or something.
It looks like it's got some attitude, maybe some disease with it. It's wonderful. I like it.
Some disease. Maybe.
Lovely.
So are you one of the 100,000 plus that dropped $10 on a membership?
No, I'm not, but I only just recently learned it was a $10 membership and maybe I'll jump on board.
Mm.
What do you reckon you get? Do you reckon you get a jumper for it?
Maybe
get anything?
Some sort of lapel, a button.
Maybe. Oh,
that'll do.
Nice, a sticker.
You'd be
perhaps.
Lucky to get a fake flower out of that lot, just quietly.
You might get a game at this stage.
You want to play? Come on.
That's right.
Now,
buy in.
Yeah, well, exactly right. So, look, still a while to go before that turns into anything else, so we'll watch with interest.
That's right. But we'd be watching with interest this weekend for the Dockers with Josh Draper set for his debut, which is great, and it's not going to be, well, we hope not, hope it's not just a flash in the pan because they've got some longer-term injuries there with McDonald and Cox. So, bit of a blow for Peel Thunder, but great to see Josh Draper get a chance at the top level, and interesting to see Matt Tavener get a recall as well. We'll see how he goes. As for the Eagles, they're in a bit of trouble. No change from the last couple of seasons, really, but with Andrew Gaff going back to the Waffle, that's interesting. Now, Oscar Allen's knee has got worse and worse, and he's set for surgery, and Elijah Hewitt, one of the bright spots of last season, they were hopeful his foot injury would recover, but he's now having a surgery. It's all doom and gloom over at West Coast. They take on the Giants, who are top of the table, and Jesse Hogan's got a 9-goal haul to his name late last season. Every chance he could beat that this week.
Any bright sparks? Is that it?
No. That's it.
All right. Tough time to be an Eagles fan, it seems.
What about the Glory?
Perth Glory. Now, interesting. I expect a little announcement a little bit later today with Stan Lazaridis. He's back at the club. He was connected to that ownership bid. And Stan, I expect to be announced as the club's football director. So he'll have a big say on the direction they're going in. And I'm sure he'll be happy with Adam Taggart, who's a goal-scoring machine at the moment. No, he got his start with the Socceroos last night in a 2-0 win over Lebanon. So great to see Tags back in Socceroos colours. And I'll try, by the way, catch up with Stan Lazaridis on Channel 10 News tonight.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
This.
Welcome to the Riddle Zone, where today somebody wins our prize, the Plus Plus Building Blocks Kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham, and here is your last opportunity to get in the draw.
Yes, all right, here we go. In the Tour de France, what is the position of a rider after he passes the second placed rider?
In the Tour de France?
specifically in the Tour de France.
95815973.
In the Tour de France, what is the position of a rider after he passes the second placed rider?
That is the question. Coast FM, hello, who have we got?
Good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
Harley and Austin.
Harley and Austin?
Aubrey and Austin.
Aubrey and Austin. Okay. Welcome. Good morning. Good luck.
Yes. All right. So in the Tour de France, what is the position of a rider after he passes the second placed rider?
The second place.
Second place is your answer. Is that confirmed by who's that making noise in the background?
My baby sister, Elena.
Baby sister. Do you think that's what she's saying?
Pardon?
I think she's saying the same thing, just quietly.
Yeah, so, okay, so second place, well, so a rider passes the second place rider. That means
they
are now the second place rider.
In the Tour de France.
In the Tour de France. Only in the
You're
Tour
right.
France.
Aubrey and Austin, you've got it.
Woo-hoo! Nailed it. Great work. In the draw, you go. Could be the lucky winners soon.
Yeah, that's right.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Let's go!
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore, located in Mandurah Home City or online at seagulls.com.au and located inside your head once again with entertainment news. It's Nikki.
Thank you. Post Malone is teasing another new song.
What?
This time with Morgan Wallen. So another country tune on the way. Seems like he's going to have a country/80s power ballad album on the way.
Perhaps.
After recent song teasers. He's already teased one with Luke Combs and then that power ballad we played a bit of yesterday. And now this. Yeah, I do like this. Wallen commented on the post saying that this is one of his favourite songs in a long time. Posty is expected to release a country album next month, so stay tuned. Margot Robbie has her sights set on producing The Sims, the movie adaptation.
Of the game.
Of the video game, yeah. Right. Fresh off the success of Barbie, and Robbie is now turning her sights to producing one of the most popular video games of all time. Since its release in 2000, the game has become one of the best-selling games ever, selling over 200 million copies and counting. I'm not sure how the movie would look considering it really is a game of nothing. Like, there is no point to The
thinking.
Sims.
Yeah, right.
It's simply a life simulation game, so I don't know. If they don't include a scene where you put The Sims in the pool and you take the ladder out of the pool, then I'm going to be really disappointed because that was what you did, or built houses. That's all I did in Sims. Anyway, no further details, but we'll have to wait and see. A new trailer is out for the American Horror Story Delicate series. Part 2 has been released. A trailer shows Kim Kardashian kissing and slapping poor Emma Roberts as they return for part 2. Roberts plays a pregnant actress facing daunting challenges on multiple terrifying fronts. Here's the trailer.
Something's happening to me. Are you eating a bone? I'm going to give you the life of your dreams.
What would you give up for it?
Anything.
Congratulations, Anna.
I can't keep campaigning for this award.
I can't.
I will not let you say another word about quitting.
You just have to eat people to make it happen.
And then she says, get off your ass and work. American Horror Story Delicate Part 2 is out April 3rd. And we have a first look at Jeff Goldblum as Zeus in a new Netflix series called Chaos. The series follows six humans as they discover their connection to each other and a long-standing ancient prophecy, whilst also dealing with corrupt and arrogant gods of Greek mythology.
Great, but then it doesn't look like what you just described.
But here's the teaser.
Mortals.
This bitter earth, that hides.
Today is a holy day.
Glow of a rose. What good am I?
You're the king of the gods. starts. Heaven only.
Honor me. That's a command, not a request.
I don't know what to make of that. I mean, it sounds very Jeff Goldblum, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks very interesting. Anyway, yeah, that's all we have so far. It's all just right. Coming soon.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.